I was speaking 10 days ago, 2 weeks ago, to Judge Dennis Davis in his capacity as somebody who's advising SARS, and one of the things they want to do is try and get the various trusts that are operative in South Africa to pay the right amount of tax. But there is an endemic and then a recent acceleration of inefficiency within the Master's Office. And the Master's Office plays all sorts of other important roles in our legal system. And the historic inefficiencies have been made worse by the hacking of the Department of Justice's IT system. And a lot of very, very important processes are simply ground to a halt. Louis van Vieren joins us now, CEO of the Fiduciary Institute of Southern Africa. Louis, good afternoon. I got an email yesterday suggesting that perhaps there might be some goodish news in this regard.
Good afternoon, John, and good afternoon to your listeners. Thank you for having me. It seems as if the Master's web portal, what they call the ICMS system, through which you could look up the details of deceased estates and also trusts. It seems as if it's back online, let's say on a sporadic basis. I have been successful in getting into it on a number of occasions over the last couple of days. But this afternoon when I tried again, I got the message again that it is offline. So that portal is extremely important, especially in deceased estates, because the banks use the portal to verify the identity of the appointed executor in a deceased estate. And without that, the bank is not even willing to talk to a person who says, I am the executor and here is my letters of executorship issued by the master.
But the fact that for 2 days you were able to access, I don't know how many times you tried, but you were able for 2 days to access the portal, suggests that at the very least those systems are starting to become sort of functional again.
Yes, it does look like that. We'll have to wait and see how how continuous the online status of that system is going to be in the next couple of days and week and so on.
If the portal does remain open and does remain accessible to just about everybody who tries to use it, how much does that solve the problems? That's just a very small tick in the positive column, because what happens after that is still dysfunctional and still a nightmare to have to try and navigate.
Absolutely. Don't expect miracles, even if the system comes back online permanently. It's been off since the 5th of September, which means that by now there is a massive backlog in letters of executorship, letters of authority in trusts that need to be issued by the master. And in fact, for the last several months, it was almost impossible to get even documents that do not have an online component to them. Out of the master's office, even master certified copies of original wills, it was virtually impossible for quite some time now to get that out of some master's offices. One has to be fair and say that there are pockets of excellence in some master's offices, and then master's offices like Bloemfontein and Kimberley. Our complaints facility on the FISA website hasn't registered a single complaint against those master's offices in the last 2.5 years.
Wow. But Cape Town, lots of complaints.
Yes, unfortunately.
Yeah, I mean, when I spoke to Dennis Davis about this, the number of really sad stories that I heard after that, Louis, people who had been struggling for years to try and get just small estates settled so that, you know, a couple of thousand rand could end up where the deceased wanted it to end up. It really is very, very
absolutely
sad.
Absolutely. Yes. And in some cases, widows and children of deceased persons are cash-strapped because of the inordinate delays in finalizing the deceased estate of the deceased person.
Lubie van Vieren, thanks for sharing some time with us this afternoon, the CEO of the Fiduciary Institute of Southern Africa.